At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep.
Ah, sorry.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
My next guest, Stephen Chirrupa, is probably best known for portraying Bobby Bacala on The Sopranos and Detective Anthony Abbademarco on Blue Bloods. He is a producer, host of two investigation series on Discovery Channel. He is a regular cast member of The Secret Life of the American Teenager and the voice of Roberto in the Open Season series. Steve is also a New York Times best-selling author. He has a very successful Goombas book series, and he's gone on to write another series of books for young adults. And joining us now is a familiar face to millions of TV fans. You know him as Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos, Detective Anthony Abbademarco from Blue Bloods. But now Steve is taking on a very different role, a children's author. His new book is Willy Boy Eats the World. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Absolutely fantastic, and we are thrilled to have you on the show.
John, how's everybody?
So this book is a big shift from mobsters and police dramas. Where did the idea for Willy Boy Eats the World come from? And frankly, how much of Willy Boy's personality is based on your real dog?
Oh, the whole thing is based on my real dog. You know, we started making videos a few years ago by accident. I was eating a bag of popcorn, and I was making a video about Blue Bloods. You know, tune in Friday night. You know, the cast used to do that.
Yeah.
And I was making the video. Willie Boy stuck his head in the bag, and we posted it. People just loved it. They thought it was hilarious. So we started making more and more videos of Willie eating different foods, different places, all kinds of food. So I had this idea for a children's book. I've written seven other books before this, adult books, one young adult book that turned into a movie. So I had this idea about Willie taking Steve around New York City and showing him that there's more to life than just Italian food, to try new things, and it's okay to try things, and that's where the idea came from.
Well, and you've become kind of a food personality online with those viral Willy Boy videos. Did you ever imagine a dachshund and food clips would turn into a children's book?
You know, Sam, I've never imagined any of this. Ever. There was no game plan, honestly. It just came to me. I called the publisher. I had this idea. And I kind of dreamt the idea, believe it or not. There's a lot of stuff that's happened that I, like when I'm sleeping, I wake up, like, you know, I wake up and I said, oh, that might be a good idea. Let's do a podcast. I think we can turn the podcast into a book, you know, crazy ideas like that. And no, I never imagined it. But I also did this not worried about the money. It wasn't about money like you get in advance and the other books, you got to try to make the New York Times list. This was just, I want to immortalize this beautiful dog, my companion. It's like a son to me, and it's fun for my wife and my family. It's a beautiful book with a beautiful message, and honestly, that is why I did this book. The other ones, sure, you make an advance. I made a lot of money on some of them, and, you know, this one was a complete, just from my heart, completely no game plan, you know?
Trust me, I sympathize. I empathize with you. I've got dogs myself, and they're our kids, to be honest. I've got to ask you, yeah. Steve, about The Sopranos. That show is still wildly popular with younger adults and younger audiences who weren't even born when it started. Why do you think it continues to connect with people all these years later?
You know, I think because of the writing. The writing holds up, you know? Sometimes you watch a TV show, like we all watch shows from the 80s or 90s, whatever age you are, and you see them years later, and you go, wow, this is terrible. How did I ever like this?
Yeah.
You know, but The Sopranos, you watch it now, it's like it was written now.
Yeah.
You know, besides the obvious, the cars, the computers, it's like it was written yesterday. And this has resonated with young people. And there's all kinds of, you know, there wasn't much social media when The Sopranos was on, you know. This is all afterwards. Instagram and all these websites and Instagram sites and Twitter sites. And it's all over the world. We just came back from a tour of the UK, me and Michael Imperioli. We did theaters there, 27,000 people. We did 14 shows in 10 days. We tell behind-the-scenes stories, Q&A, clips, and it was all young people with their parents. It's quite amazing to see. I think the show 50 years from now will still be going.
Well, and, you know, looking back, you had James Gandolfini, and then you made the jump to Blue Bloods, and you're working with Tom Selleck. You've worked on two iconic New York shows, The Sopranos and Blue Bloods. Two very different audiences, and yet you're iconically involved with two of the greatest shows on television, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was on another show, a teenage show, right after The Sopranos with Molly Ringwald for 5 years that I enjoyed. The Blue Bloods was just, I went there to do one episode, maybe two, and I wound up doing 146, you know, it really was something. It was, I enjoy very much the shows that shoot here in New York, streets of New York.
You've written mob books, parenting books, and now children's books. What is it about writing that you enjoy compared to acting?
Because you can do it alone. And I like that time alone, you know?
Yeah.
I like that time. I like coming up with the idea, fleshing out the idea, making the changes. That I like. It's a completely different muscle than acting, obviously, you know. And you can do it by yourself.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
That's why.
I know I got to let you run, but looking back, what's your favorite memory working with James Gandolfini?
Oh, we used to laugh all the time. I mean, he was a lot of fun, Jim. Just a lot of fun to be around. Big guy, generous guy. I guess, when we did the fight scene, it was iconic. Fight scene, people talk about it. They always come up to me and ask about it. And I think it was only because we were such good friends he could do it, you know. We were such good friends. He said, come on, let's make this as real as possible. So though we weren't fighting, we came pretty close.
Well, again, Steve, thank you for joining us. It's Willie Boy Eats the World, and we appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Nice talking to you.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more,
The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.